Time for speed jokes. These are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thank you, David Hochberg. Really, if you haven't seen that man's chest, just go find it. We got jokes from Griff in New Lenox. Thank you, Griff. Susan in Florida. We got a joke from Mike in Hammond, Indiana, and Steve, who calls himself the Baron of Orland. And Ellie Raftery. Nice to see a joke from you, Ellie. Nancy near Clinton Lake. Dave and Jeannie in Michigan. John in Brazil, Indiana. Ed in Aspen, Colorado. And from Alan Gerstner in Henderson, Nevada, could not think of living without your daily speed jokes. My wife and I listen every weekday via the WGN iPhone app. So, to those of you listening around the country, don't annoy a pediatrician. They have little patience. Someone asked me how I became wealthy. I said, I bought bumper stickers for $1 and then sold them for $1.25. And I did that for years. Then my uncle died and left me $10 million. And that's how I became rich. I've learned to always forgive and forget.
That's nice.
Yeah. They won't let me be a loan officer anymore. What do you call a fly with no wings? A walk. What did the track coach tell the runner who was afraid of hurdles? Get over it. I woke up late one morning, so I made my coffee using Red Bull instead of water. I got halfway to work and realized I forgot my car. Someone asked me where I was born, and I said Chicago. Then they said, which part? And I said, well, all of me. What do you call it when you pickpocket a walking dead person? That's Rob Zombie. What do you call a wreath made of $100 bills? That's Aretha Franklin. Our week of sheep jokes nears its end with what newspaper do sheep read the most? That would be the Wall Street Journal. What's a sheep covered in chocolate called?
That would be a chocolate bar.
Wait, what?
That would be a chocolate bar.
You know, just missing the R. If you,
thank you, Vicky.
If you have this, if you have this kind of talent, you use it. You can't leave Dave on the bench.
Yes.
What does a sheep need when making his end of life arrangements? Sheep sits down with his attorney. It's the same one the dung beetle used last week, by the way. What does a sheep need when making his end-of-life arrangements? A last woolen testament. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. What's the matter,
hey,
Dave?
Hey, John,
yeah.
Does a sheep's attorney have to pass the bar?